Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries around the world over the Internet. If you'd like more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, then please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on natural cures right after this. You know, during World War II, our parents and grandparents planted victory gardens, and they helped to provide their own food and fiber for themselves and their country. Today, over half of the food that we eat here in America is imported from outside of our borders. Our food is produced from hybrid seed that will not reproduce and is nutritionally deficient. Adolf Steinbrom of Fairbanks, Iowa, put the matter into perspective by having samples of corn tested for nutrients that are usually added to commercial feeds. When compared to more than 4,000 samples of hybrid corn tested in 10 Midwestern states in a recent year, Steinbrom's open-pollinated corn contained 75% more crude protein, 875% more copper, 345% more iron, and 205% more manganese, and the same result has also been seen in the content of calcium, sodium, magnesium, and zinc. So in the opinion of many ecologic farmers, hybrid seed merely masks poor farming practices by producing bins and bushels of foodless food without the nutrients that are really food's reason for being in the first place. Now, if you'd like to know more about this multinational corporate monopoly of our seed and food supplies and how you can become independent from them, why don't you call and order my free General Law CD package? That's the place to start. It's a 4-hour commentary on the law in general. It's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining, and best of all, it's free. And you can call right now. The number is 417-273-4967. And if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Just click onto the email machine and send us an email request for that free General Law CD package. Again, georgegordon.org. Or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. Do it right now before you forget. Natural Cures is a book written by a fellow named Kevin Trudeau. It's actually called Natural Cures That They Don't Want You to Know About. So last week, I showed you the war that the FDA is waging against the people of America. I don't know if it's so much a war in the context or the same scenario or same line as the war in Iraq, but it's certainly a war that's killing a lot of people. It's an economic war. It's a war that's an undercover fifth column movement. And as I pointed out last week, it isn't a malign intent on the part of doctors in a conspiracy with other members of the FDA or government or the administration to kill you. It's just the natural outcome of the policies adopted for the profit and gain to protect the economy and to make the monopoly of medicine accessible to and profitable to a select minority of oncologists and medical doctors who make their livings off of the misery, the sickness and disease of all of us. So now, in backlash to that, or in response to that, there is a movement afoot here in the United States, and I suspect probably in the country that you live, wherever you are in the world, and that is natural cures. What can we do to cure ourselves of these diseases? And the fellow that I just mentioned, Kevin Trudeau, has written a book called Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About. These are the natural cures that the pharmaceutical industry and the Food and Drug Administration don't want you to know about. And he has a chapter in here on 50 cures to common ailments and diseases, including cancer, heart attack, stroke, muscular dystrophy, Parkinson's disease, and, my God, AIDS, and a whole host and plethora of other diseases that are called incurable, that have a natural response to nutrition and detoxification, which are the two causes of diseases to start with. You're either starving to death, or you're being poisoned, or some combination of the two. Now, the book is fairly inexpensive. There's a page back here, page 567. Let me flip back here, where he's got an order blank. I don't know what I paid for this book here. Got it at Barnes & Noble. And it probably cost $30 or something like that off. But, you know, you can get the books for $15 each if you buy them 10 at a time. So my guess is that's probably about half price. $25, $30. It's 570 pages. Well documented. Well documented. I don't classify this as a 1 in 100 book. It's not something that's so rare or so uncommon that we would classify it as something that's a 1 in 100 read, but it's about a 1 in 20. There are a lot of books that are put out on natural cures. It's just that this one is probably average, run-of-the-mill, but it's very comprehensive. Very, very comprehensive. And he sold over 3 million copies, so that says that it's been received by people like me very well and recommended to others. And if the book cost you $100, it would be well worth the $100 because you will make more than $100 off of the answers that it gives you for the natural cures. For instance, let's suppose that you're suffering from, you know, some malady, some ailment, and you go to a doctor, it'll cost you $100 to go to the doctor and get a prescription. If you could get the answer to your riddle out of this book and then go down to the grocery store and buy the nutrients or the health food store and come back and take them, it'll save you more than the price of the book, even if it costs you $100. And I'm sure it doesn't cost over $30. So I think with that, you're safe to buy the book, and you're going to make money off of it. If you don't make money off of it, then there's something wrong with you. All right, so let me start off here with Chapter 2, What's Wrong with Healthcare in America? Now, he's got a little section in here that says, be sure that you start with Chapter 1 and read through the book, you know, step by step. I never read a book like that. I always start with the conclusion first. And then when I get through with the conclusion to the book, then I go back and I'll take a look at the index, and then maybe I'll read chapter 1, or maybe I'll read chapter 9 or some other chapter. So I'm going to start here with chapter 2. It says, what's wrong with healthcare in America? And I think that's probably the logical place to start. What's wrong with what we've got already? Most people don't know there's a problem. Most people are perfectly satisfied, very happy with the medical situation or the medical society, the American Medical Association, as it sits just the way it is today. But medical science has absolutely 100% failed in the curing and prevention of illness, sickness, and disease. Consider the following starting bits of data. Did you get that? He says, number one, that medical science has failed 100%. What a statement, wouldn't you say? I'm going to put a bracket around that first paragraph. Let's see if he can prove his claim. He says, more people get colds and flus than ever before. More people get cancer than ever before. More people have diabetes than ever. More people have heart disease than ever. More people have multiple sclerosis, lupus, muscular dystrophy, asthma, migraine headaches, joint, neck, and back pain than ever before in our history. There are more people with acid reflux, ulcers, and stomach problems than we've ever had before. More women have menopausal problems than ever before. More women have frequent PMS and more severe PMS than ever before. More children have attention deficit disorder and hyperactivity. More people have chronic fatigue. More people have insomnia, bad skin, acne, and dandruff than ever before. We see more people who are suffering from depression, stress, and anxiety than ever before. More men and women today suffer from sexual dysfunction and infertility than ever before. More people are suffering from allergies, arthritis, constipation, fibromyalgia, cold sores, and herpes breakouts. More men suffer from prostate problems. More women are suffering from yeast infections than ever before. And yet, surprisingly enough, there are more people going to visit doctors than ever before. There are more people getting diagnostic testing, such as blood tests and x-rays, than ever before in our history. There are more people today taking non-prescription and prescription drugs than in our history before. Not only are more people taking drugs, but each person is taking more drugs than ever before. And there are more surgeries performed today than there have ever been before in our history. More people are on diets than ever before. More people take more diet products than we've ever taken in our history. More people exercise than we've ever exercised before. And yet more people are fat than ever before. And over 68% of the people living in America are overweight. And it's been increasing virtually every single year. And not only are more people fatter than ever before and sicker than ever before, there are more people who are now dangerously obese than ever before. Now remember his opening paragraph? He said, medical science has absolutely 100% failed in the curing and prevention of illness, sickness, and disease. So consider the following startling bits of data. All right, so now with that out of the way, what do you think about that? I think the guy's about right, and I've cited this statistic many times. Let me do it one more time. Listen to this. In 1900, your chances of getting cancer in your lifetime were 1 in 33. One person out of 33 in 1900 could be expected to get cancer at some point in his life. Today, 100 years later, your chances of getting cancer, exactly 50%, 1 out of 2. Every other person living in America today in 2007 is going to come down with cancer at some point in his lifetime. So when Trudeau says that allopathic medicine has failed 100% in the cure of disease, I think he's maybe just a little bit high. Maybe 90 or 95% would have been a better number. Because they haven't totally failed. Penicillin still cures pneumonia. And there are a number of other diseases that can be treated. Not cured, but treated. So I think you gotta give the medical profession a little something. You know, a little bit of a score. And especially when it comes to such things as trauma centers. I mean, you know, you get shot in the chest like President Reagan got shot in the chest, got shot in the lungs. They took him over to the hospital and saved his life. Now, had that happened, and it's happened several times in the past, you know, to presidents, you know, that have been shot in the body, and they die. You know, a few days later, you know, they'll die. Had they had the same kind of trauma services in 1900, more than likely, that President William McKinley would have survived. Or perhaps, in the case of Abraham Lincoln, he was shot in the head, he probably wouldn't have survived. But today in modern America, in hospitals across the country, people that are injured in automobile accidents and people that are injured in the war zone, say in Iraq, that would have died in World War II or Korea, today are routinely being saved. So modern allopathic medicine is not a total failure. I would disagree with that. But when it comes to disease, the combination of allopathic medicine with the Food and Drug Administration, with big business and multinational corporations in control of our food supplies, take a look at where we are today compared to 100 years ago, and disease is more rampant today, and there's less being done about it to cure it. A lot is being done to treat it, not very much to cure it. So if you get diabetes, you're going to have diabetes all of your life, and you're going to die with it. And the thing that is so good about this book is that there's a cure to diabetes. It's been around for a long time. Diabetes is not something new that just cropped up in the last 10 or 15 years under the Clinton administration or the Bush people. Diabetes has been around for a long time, thousands of years, as a matter of fact. We can take mummies out of the pyramids. We can find old mummies and then do autopsies on them today and find that they died from diabetes 3,000 years ago. Now, there are cures to, there are natural cures to most of these diseases. More importantly, there's a more logical methodology here to keeping yourself from getting the disease in the first place. So, let me hit upon that one for a second. Most people, from my experience, and I've been around now for quite a while, cannot make the changes that are necessary to save their lives after the disease strikes. And in fact, at age 68 now, I can tell you from my personal experience, I only know of one person that I know personally who has come face to face with a life-threatening disease such as cancer and then taken the natural alternative healing route and then saved themselves from that cancer by their lifestyle change. I only know of one. Now, I know of and have read about thousands of others. And Kevin Trudeau here in his book identifies many hundreds. I'm just saying from my own personal experience, I've only met one. They're very rare people. And that's because when you're faced with this chronic disease, could be heart attack, stroke, muscular dystrophy or Parkinson's or diabetes or whatever it is, it requires a lifestyle change. And by the time you get to be 30, 40, or 50 years old, you will be or you will have been so well entrenched in your dietary habits that to stop eating at McDonald's, to stop eating bacon, to stop smoking, to do what has to be done, eat broccoli and Brussels sprouts, you simply will not have the willpower to do. Now, that's been my observation. There are people who can do it. There are success stories out there, and this book is replete with a number of them. In fact, there's a section in the back of the book with testimonials, probably 20, 30, maybe 50. I didn't count them, but there's a bunch of them. I read a couple of them where the guy says, you know, I was upside down and my health was so bad and I read your book and I got onto the natural cures and I'm on my way and I've cured it and I'm happy as a clam at high tide. Now, when we're talking about a cure, we're not talking about insulin to treat diabetes for the rest of your life. We're talking about the cure of diabetes so that you don't need to take insulin injections or pills or something else. It's either cured or it isn't. One or the other. And I don't think taking insulin cures diabetes. I don't think that it's even a close second. So if you've got diabetes, then you want to get cured. You're going to have to go someplace. And he's got a section in the book here to where he will recommend, and that's why I selected this book, he will recommend thousands of licensed healthcare, alternative healthcare practitioners across the country. He has a website. The guy's name is I'm going to call him Gary Trudeau. It's not Gary, it's Kevin. K-E-V-I-N. Kevin Trudeau. Not the guy that writes the comic strips. Anyway, back here, I'm going to flip back here to the back where he's got a section back here that says, Lose 30 Pounds in 30 Days, The Weight Loss Secrets They Don't Want You to Know About by Kevin Trudeau. And then he's got another one. You can buy this entire book on 12 80-minute CDs. Got another little section. What people are saying about this book. He's got a bunch of testimonials back here. He's got a chapter in here, 50 Cures, and he goes through and he tells you what the cures are. 50 cures to 50 common diseases. Now, there's about, as I recall, looking at the physician's desk reference some time back, about 450 diseases. Now, these 450 diseases encompass approximately now, all of the symptoms that we experience in life, like a runny nose and teary eyes and coughing and hacking and sneezing and wheezing, well, that may be an allergy. You know, it may be pollen in the air, or it may be the flu, or it may be a cold, or, you know, it could be, those are called symptoms. Now, when you have these symptoms, when you're displaying these symptoms here, you know, you pass out, or you have convulsions, you have seizures, those are symptoms, and they have an underlying cause. You know, taking a simple one, you know, let's say you've got scurvy. Scurvy is a vitamin C deficiency. And there's a lot of these diseases, and we get symptoms, and then when we go to the doctor, he says, "Oh, you've got scurvy." And we've got a remedy for scurvy. It's called vitamin C. So that tells you part of the story. The vitamin C deficiency then is starvation. So you have a nutritive or a nutritional deficiency, and this vitamin C deficiency causes a symptom called scurvy. Well, you get 450 of these symptoms. So then the medical practice, they go out here and they take this symptom, they hang a label on it, like diabetes. Then they copyright or patent that name diabetes, cancer, muscular dystrophy, Parkinson's disease, and so on. So that they've got an economic stake in the brand name. See, muscular dystrophy is a brand name of symptom. And I can't cure, I can't recommend a cure, I can't diagnose, I can't tell you that you've got Parkinson's disease or muscular dystrophy any more than I can sell you Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola without a license. And I brought that out in the last series of programs. They're dealing with the FDA, that we've got a monopoly here. We've got a business going on, where we're selling these 450 symptoms under brand or trade names. And then the drug companies come along and say, well, now we've got a patent medicine for this. You know, you've got diabetes, and so we've got this brand of Merck insulin. And you take this brand of insulin over here, and we say that it's superior to Pfizer insulin or somebody else's brand of insulin. It's just like buying a car. Our car gets more mileage. Our car gets, you know, better ratings from this or that organization. Or it has a better crash impact test than other brands of automobiles. And so we have these 450 patent brand names that we hang on these various symptoms. And Trudeau here has taken the most common symptoms, big diseases, you know, like cancer and Parkinson's and so on, said, well, now here's the solution, here's the way you cure that. Now, most of you out there will want to go that route because you don't want to make lifestyle changes today, but I'm here to tell you that in my experience, having watched people now for many decades, I've only met one person eyeball to eyeball that was able to actually carry that out. I had a guy here one time, he's eating pork, and I pointed out to him that pork has, you know, a lot of fat to it, and it's undigestible or very hard to digest, and that it's bad food. And he said to me, he was a Texas farmer, and he said to me in no uncertain terms that nobody is going to tell me what to eat. Now, the day he said that to me, he was 43. At age 47, he died from a coronary. Nice guy. I liked him. I thought he was a pretty fine fellow. And I'm sorry to see the guy die. But he answered the question that most people will answer, and they'll say, nobody's going to tell me what to eat. And so don't let me be the first guy to come along and tell you, don't eat pig, don't eat fat, don't eat blood, don't eat white bread, and don't eat Winchell's donuts. But then, you know, Winchell's donuts taste real good, and soda, and especially with Coca-Cola or Pepsi, to wash it down. And I don't want to get in the way of your happiness and success, but I'd like to suggest that you might consider, say you're age 30, and you're smoking a pack of Camel Studs a day, and if this enters your mind that possibly you could die from lung cancer like John Wayne. You know, he was a smoker, and he got cancer, and he died from lung disease, and it's very common. Very, very, very common way to go. And so I would like to suggest that maybe you drop from a pack of Camel Studs a day to maybe a half a pack. Maybe instead of a half a pound of bacon a day, maybe a quarter of a pound. Instead of maybe a trip to Flo's Whorehouse once a week, maybe twice a month. you know, something on that order. Start tapering off a little bit and see if you can't stretch your lifespan out by simply cutting back on the excesses. And then maybe if you're real serious in the game, you might get off of flows altogether. You might get off of bacon altogether and fat and blood and Winchell's donuts and sucking Cokes, and you could actually save your life. Now, that was the avenue that I took personally. I took a look at smoking back in the early 1960s when Reader's Digest came out with their series of articles on this thing of smoking and cancer, and I said, oh my God, I guess I better quit smoking. So I quit smoking, and I quit eating pig, and I quit sucking Cokes and eating down at Winchell's, and so far I'm the oldest living Gordon in our family since 1898. I'm pushing 70. I have high hopes that I might make it to be 70 years old. And if I do, then I've collected my full 3 score and 10 contracts up, and I become a free agent. All right, now with that much in mind, you know, you can make your own decisions. I'm just a reporter reporting facts, and I want to give you some facts here from Trudeau's book. And he's got a chapter 3, says it's all about money. Now, I showed you that last week. I said, I'm going to tell you about the FDA, so I'm not going to read the chapter 3, it's all about money, because I covered that one for you last week. It's nothing personal. So don't get angry, you know, with the medical establishment. Those are just nice folks trying to make a living just like you do. And they make their living just like a mechanic. A mechanic makes his living off of people's trouble. Their car breaks down, the mechanic, you know, he doesn't jump up and down with glee and say, oh, goody, goody, the transmission went out of your car, and now you got to pay me $800 to fix it. He doesn't do that. He sympathizes with you. He probably has a good bedside manner, and he says, well, I'm sorry to report that the transmission's out of your car, but the good news is you've brought it to the right place, the AAMCO Service Center, where we specialize in rebuilding transmissions. And we will have this transmission rebuilt in your car, and you will be on the road in 48 hours. We guarantee it. See? And that's what you want to hear. I mean, after all, when your transmission goes out, well, okay, how long is it going to take me to get the damn thing fixed, and what's it going to cost? $895. And it's nothing personal. He didn't personally go out here and throw some iron filings, you know, into your transmission filler cap there, you know, to make your transmission burn out. He didn't do that. But, you know, he makes his living off of people's transmissions going haywire and their trouble. And lawyers do the same thing. Lawyers, you know, make their money off of divorce. People who can't get along together and need to get a divorce go to a lawyer, and then the lawyer, he kind of helps himself to a part of the estate. Well, doctors do the same thing. You know, doctors aren't necessarily running around spreading disease in subway stations. But, you know, nothing personal, but when you get sick and when you need service or when you need alleviation of pain, you know, the doctor jumps up and he says, well, fortunately, you're at Mercy Medical Center, where we have all of the modern and the finest facilities to treat your diabetes or to treat your heart attack or your stroke or whatever you've got. So, going back here now to chapter 1, he says, I should be dead by now. I was driving down the tri-state highway outside of Chicago, Illinois, in my brand new Corvette, enjoying a beautiful sunny day. Suddenly, I felt an enormous ripping pain in my chest. I could hardly breathe. The pain was excruciating. I immediately pulled off to the side of the road. My life virtually flashed before my eyes, and I thought, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack, and I'm only 21 years old. I used to have those kind of chest pains. Yeah, I can sympathize with this guy Trudeau. You know, you can't breathe. You can't breathe because the pain in your chest, in your heart area, is so bad that you'd rather stop breathing than to take one more breath and suffer that sharp pain. I had that. Now, I survived it, and he survived it. Now, if you want to keep eating Winchell's donuts and sucking Cokes, Maybe the only way you can learn is from that pain. Maybe you can't learn from his pain and my pain, and we cannot communicate to you, Joe Sixpack, that if you continue living the lifestyle, you know, you keep smoking the Camel Studs, that's what I did, a pack of Camels a day. I drank Jack Daniel's whiskey, ate about a half a pound of bacon a day. I mean, I was stuffing as much fat and as much nicotine into me as I could take, and I felt real good the whole time. I never smoked a bad cigarette or a bad cigar, never ate a bad tasting piece of bacon that I can recall. And I've often said that if God made anything better than a pig to eat, he kept it for himself. But, you know, like this guy here, you know, he's 21 years old and he's having heart trouble. I didn't end up with heart trouble till I was about 40, 42 or 3, something like that. So I got to put a little bracket here, chapter 1, and give you a reminder that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review to satisfy the FCC here worldwide, or at least nationwide. You're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide, over the Internet, and that's daily, 7 days a week. For more information about the law school and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law. From the scriptural perspective, that's 8 schools in all. And the law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but by prearrangement only. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. And if you'd like more information, please go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated every week. It has our radio log schedule and archives. And that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. And let me make this observation that if there's a local radio station that carries our program, that's great. But a lot of times a radio station will stop carrying our program. And then people call the law school and they want to know, well, how come they took your program off? Because they didn't like it anymore. Or for 55 other reasons, they got better advertising revenue or better revenue stream from some other programming. You know? So if you lose this program on whatever radio station you're listening to, then if you go to our archives, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and there's more than 2,000 of these programs that have been archived by title and a date. So if there's some particular subject matter you're looking for that we've researched and reported on, well, it's probably on there. Now, the Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. These Law Hour programs, or the Law Hour, brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events, and we do it 7 days a week. The law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, please call the law school at 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, they're accurate, and they're correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. The Law Hour, an editorial review, gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse and recommend their books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give out do not mean that those authors or publications that we endorse and recommend are necessarily going to reciprocate. And the reason for that is that most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour may be political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not necessarily totally endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review. The opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program, though, are mine and mine alone, and they do not necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of our advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this network or local radio station. Now, if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Or you can call the law school direct at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, these programs, by the way, are free to radio stations and broadcasters worldwide. And oftentimes, they will pick up this program. There's other programs they can pick up free of charge. Because if they're playing music, they've got to pay ASCAP or some other licensing institution for every song they play, and they can play this program free of charge. So if for some reason you say to yourself, well, I like this program, if you call your local radio station and tell them, why don't you play the Law Hour program? Doesn't cost you anything. And we're your listening audience, and we like it. And, you know, if enough people call in a local area and say, hey, why don't you put this on, a radio station who's looking for programming anyway will put the program on, and they can download it free, and they can play it anytime they want, 24 hours a day. So it's free programming for radio stations, and it's a better service for you if you would like to have it on your local radio station. Start calling them and hounding them a little bit, and pretty soon they say, well, gee, you know, I guess that's not as bad as we thought it was. We're on chapter one here of the book called Natural Cures. Last week we took a look at this thing of the FDA, and now we're going to take a look at natural cures, what they don't want you to know. And so this guy Kevin Trudeau, he's on a mission. He's like a Mormon on a mission. And he wants to tell you that if you've got one of these diseases, there's a natural cure. And then he goes a step further and says, look, if you need help, there are naturopaths and chiropractors and alternative health care professionals, acupuncturists, all kinds of people out here that can help you with these natural cures. And they're all over America. And I get called here at the law school quite often. They'll say, oh my God, I've got this disease and I don't know who to go to. Do you know of anybody in Austin, Texas, or Los Angeles, California, or Detroit, Michigan? And I said, no, as a matter of fact, I don't. I do not know of the local health food professional or health care, not food, health care professionals in Jacksonville, Florida. Why would I? I happen to know here in my local area of some local alternative health care professionals in Springfield, Missouri, for instance. And in a couple, three in surrounding areas, I know a dentist, you know, that I can go to that doesn't use drugs. And I know of a DO that I can go to and doesn't use drugs and can help me if I have a symptom or some problem, some nutritional thing, you know, say, well, here's what your problem is. You got a calcium deficiency. That's why you're getting all these leg cramps. So why don't you get more calcium in you? Oh, well, okay. Thank you very much. Then I go down to the health food store and get more calcium and eliminate the problem. If I had scurvy, I'd go get vitamin C. Well, sometimes you people, maybe you've got diabetes or you've got AIDS or you've got some debilitating disease, lupus or something, and you say, well, my God, I've got to have some professional help. Well, this guy, Kevin Trudeau. I keep thinking of that comic guy. This guy, Kevin Trudeau, has a mission in life. He wants to save all of you people from yourselves. See, I really don't care. I'm just a reporter. I really don't care if you live or die. Nothing personal, you know, but I don't know you. And I'm not trying to overthrow the IRS or the EPA or the State Tax Commission or the Federal Reserve. Many people, you know, they've got these missions in life, and they've just got to save you from yourself because you're a sheeple, and you don't know what's good for you, and we're smarter than you are, and we've got to save you. And this guy, Kevin Trudeau, he's one of those. He has to save you because you're sick, and you're dumb, and you're ignorant, and you can't figure out for yourself what you ought to do. So I come along as a reporter and say, well, did you know that there is a savior out here by the name of Trudeau who wants to save you from the American Medical Association and from the National Cancer Institute and so on, and our National Cancer Society, and maybe you need an alternative health care provider, and he's got a web page here in the book. In the book, he's got a web page. You can go to the web page, and it has, he says, thousands of alternative healthcare professionals all over America. If you want to know who your local naturopath, who's the closest naturopath to you, living in Lodi, California, he can tell you. There's one in Stockton. Maybe there's one in Lodi. Maybe there's one in Sacramento. Or Tracy. And so he can tell you, here's where you go to find one of these guys. And so when you call the law school, all I'm going to do is say, well, there's a book out here by the name of Natural Cures that they don't want you to know about by Kevin Trudeau. He's got a chapter, and he'll probably tell you where you can find one. All right. Now, going on here, he says, now, just as quickly, he's had a heart attack here on the Eisenhower Freeway. He says, just as quickly as the pain came, it vanished. I was dizzy, disoriented, in a state of shock and disbelief as to what had just happened. So I looked down and noticed my new car phone, an invention that had just come out in the Chicagoland area. So I picked up my phone, called my secretary, and said, I think I just had a heart attack. Well, luckily for me, within a few minutes, I felt fine. I concluded that if it was a heart attack, it certainly didn't cause any major damage. But something was obviously wrong. So over the next week, I was examined by three of the top heart specialists in America. And through use of the most advanced medical diagnostic devices, it was concluded, after days of testing, that I had been born with a deformed heart, a severe mitral valve prolapse, which would cause me major medical problems for the rest of my life, and there was no cure. These top medical minds recommended experimental drugs or risky surgery, both of which I was told had very little promise. My life expectancy would be very short, so I struggled with coming up with an effective plan of action that could solve my medical dilemma, and I was only 21 years old and had my whole life in front of me, and I had to do something. All right, now, do you remember last week? Now, I pointed out that it's been well known for many years. I believe it's vitamin B6 now. Cures enlarged heart. Been around for, since the late 1940s, 47, 48, something like that. Just like we've known for many, many years now, decades in fact, what causes scurvy? Vitamin C deficiency. So the cause and the effect relationship here in many cases is well known. But did you notice here, a young fellow, 21 years old, he has a heart attack or has a heart pain. What does he do? Does he go to an alternative health care specialist? Hell no, he goes to an allopathic medical doctor. Goes to an MD, doesn't he? That's what all of us do. Hell, man, when you get sick, when you have a heart attack, when you have a stroke, when you have something bad happen to you, geez, you're not sitting there saying, well, gee, where's my local chiropractor? You know, where's the local naturopath? Hell, you want real medicine, and you want it right now. And so this guy goes over to the medical doctors, and they look at him, and they say, well, okay, here's what your problem is. You've got this incurable disease, and there's nothing we can do about it, but we've got risky surgery, and we've got drugs. So this guy, Trudeau, he looks at that and he says, well, hell, you know, I got to have a solution to my problem. Most people don't think about that. They say, oh, doc, do something. I'll take whatever you give me. You know, the guy said, well, I got to have a solution to my problem. So he goes out and he searches out other alternative sources, finds out he's got a nutritional deficiency. His body's immune system will repair the heart valve. Did you know that? See, you got this enlarged heart, or you've got this heart valve problem. Did it ever occur to you that this problem is caused by a nutritional deficiency? Has that ever crossed your mind? Because if it hasn't, let me introduce you to this new, wild, off-the-wall concept. You've got an enlarged heart, you've got a B6 vitamin deficiency. Now, of course, Trudeau, he goes to great pains right up here in the very front of the book. In fact, I'll just butt in right here and I'll give you the disclaimer. It says right here in the front of the book. Listen to this. He says, it's unbelievable to me in this day and age that the world has come to this. And it pains me that I must write a disclaimer at the beginning of this book. In fact, this is the very first. This is page 7 of the introduction here. It's a table of contents and you know, the title of the book. He said, I got to write a disclaimer in here. I got to put this disclaimer as a preface to these words that you're going to read in this book, Thoughts and Opinions. Heaven forbid that someone should read these words and claims to be adversely affected by them, thus ensuring a barrage of lawsuits filed under the guise of protecting the unknowing victims who were stupid enough to read this book and believe it. In reality, these lawyers are squashing the rights of people like myself from freely expressing their ideas. So with a figurative gun to my head, I write these words. Here they are. Before you read this book, you'd better check with your medical doctor, your friends, your politicians, your priest, your rabbi, your psychic, and anyone that you feel is smarter than you are, and see if you can get permission to read what I have to say. Let me read that again. God, that's a classic. I loved it. I saw that and I said, well, there's the typical guardian ward relationship. And so you can't listen to this guy because, you see, the American Medical Association has a monopoly on medical opinion, just like the American Bar Association has a monopoly on legal opinion. And so as a reporter, I can't give you, see, I'm a law school instructor. I'm pretty smart when it comes to the law. I don't know everything that there is to know about law. I don't think any medical doctor would be so presumptuous to say, well, I know everything there is to know about medicine, you know, but I'd say the average medical doctor would say, you know, I'm fair to middle and knowledgeable about medicine, and I'm fair to middle and knowledgeable about law, and so I'm telling you, this guy Trudeau is right on point. He cannot express his opinion in writing, in a book, and then give it to you. It's against the law. Forget about the First Amendment's free speech. That doesn't apply in this circumstance. He's not a medical professional. So he has to put this disclaimer in here and say, well, now the first thing you need to do is go talk to your guardian, your doctor, or your rabbi or priest. Go talk to your guardians because you're already in a guardian ward relationship. Most of you people listening to this program are in this guardian ward relationship. You see, you've got a social security number. You've got a birth certificate. You people have already surrendered your basic constitutional bill of rights to a guardian ward relationship in which you want to be protected by the government. You want to be protected, you know, like a 15-year-old kid, needs to be protected from quacks, charlatans, frauds, because they can't think for themselves. They're not of age yet. He goes on to say, you must know that everything I say in this book is simply my opinion, and that there are many people who violently disagree with my conclusions. So if you do something that I recommend without the supervision of your own licensed medical doctor, you do so at your own risk. The publisher and the author, the distributors and the bookstores present this information for educational purposes only. And I'm not making an attempt to prescribe any medical treatment, since under the laws of the United States, only a licensed medical doctor, an MD, can do that. He says, that's sad. Well, it's a monopoly. And the American Medical Association has the monopoly, just like the drug companies have the monopoly on drugs. That's why it's illegal for you to buy cocaine on the street from Joe Sixpack, you know, because it's a monopoly that's owned by Merck and Pfizer, granted by Congress. Just like Coca-Cola is a monopoly granted by a corporate franchise. So I can't make Coca-Cola, and I can't give legal advice, and this guy can't give medical advice. And that's the end of free speech. I mean, that's just where it's at. So this book is only my opinions, my thoughts, and my conclusions. So again, it is for educational purposes only, and you and only you are responsible if you choose to do something based upon what you read here. Okay. So that's what I've done. I took a look at some of these books. And my conclusion was smoking's bad for me. So I quit smoking, and I said, well, I think this pig's bad for me, so I quit eating pig. And then I figured out that Coca-Cola probably wasn't all that good for me, so I quit drinking the Coke, and, you know, one thing and another, and one thing led to another. And, geez, now I'm almost 70, and I'm the longest living Gordon that's been around, you know, for a long time. All Gordons die from heart attacks. And I had my first one back in, well, I guess I was 42 or 3 years old, which was pretty normal for a Gordon. And then, of course, we took a look at that point in time, my doctor, who happened to be an MD. He said to me that my eating habits were killing me. And he said, your family's been eating this way. Oftentimes they'll say, well, it's genetic. No, it's not genetic. You see, you eat the same foods that your parents ate. And so they died from cancer. And then their parents died from cancer. And their parents died from cancer. And then you say, well, gee, I'm probably going to die from cancer too. That's true. It's true because families tend to eat the same kinds of food. And because you eat these same kinds of foods that cause cancer, you find cancer runs in families. Pretty logical. No big mystery there. The concept, though, that most Americans have is I was walking down the street and had my mouth open, sucked in this virus or this bacteria, and it gave me a heart attack, stroke, cancer, lupus, or something else. And that's false. Most of these diseases that we have here in the Western world are degenerative diseases. They're nutritional deficiencies. We're not suffering, you know, from a bubonic plague. We're not suffering from infectious diseases like cholera or malaria or something like that. We get these degenerative diseases, nutritionally caused diseases. You're lacking in vitamins, minerals, amino acids, or something else. Or you've got some kind of a poison. You know, you're living here near Love Canal and you're getting all these toxins and it's causing cancer or something else. So he goes on to say, months later, I had attended a lecture where I heard about a Harvard medical doctor named Yi-Win Yi Tang, founder of the Century Clinic in Reno, Nevada, who during the Korean War was a MASH surgeon. Today, the clinic is called Sierra Integrative Medical Center. This MD had decided that standard medical procedures like drugs and surgery were not the best way to cure and prevent diseases. He instead was using a diagnostic device developed in Germany by Dr. Reinhold Voll called Dermatron machine. Allegedly, in a matter of minutes, it could diagnose medical problems in your body. So when the diagnosis was complete, homeopathic remedies were given to correct the imbalances and reverse and cure the disease. So at the time, it sounded like hocus pocus. The words homeostasis and holistic healing and homeopathic remedies and acupuncture meridians and energy frequencies, imbalances and the like were used in the lecture, replacing what was to me the standard vernacular of germs, bacteria, viruses, drugs, surgery, and genetics. Skeptical, yet open to new ideas, I flew to Reno, Nevada, and I met with this Dr. Tang. And what did I have to lose? So upon my arrival, the doctor asked me why I was there, and I looked fit and healthy. And being so young, he was straightly puzzled by my desire for a diagnosis. And most of his patients were old and had severe medical problems. Wanting to see if this Dermatron machine was legitimate, I simply said, I feel great, I just want a basic checkup. So immediately he tested me with his magic machine, and within 2 minutes he had touched my heart meridian with the probe, and the machine registered very low energy. So the doctor looked at me slightly concerned. He said, well, son, you've got a heart problem. Well, I was shocked at how quickly the diagnosis came. Just as quickly he stated, so let me find out where it is. So he began to touch other meridian points, and when he got to the mitral valve, the machine again registered very little energy. So he looked at me and he said, well, matter of factly, you've got a mitral valve prolapse. Needless to say, I was very impressed. The expert medical doctors took days of diagnostic testing to determine that I had a severe mitral valve prolapse. This energy machine, or whatever else you want to call it, diagnosed the problem within minutes. I looked at the doctor and I said, yes, I know, and I understand it's incurable. His response startled me. He said, well, yes, in America it's incurable. But there are natural treatments in other countries that can reverse this problem in a matter of weeks. Unfortunately, he said, the FDA has not approved these treatments. So, yes, here in America it's incurable, But he went on to explain a procedure of live cell injections available in Switzerland or Mexico, but not accessible by way of legal treatment here in the United States, that would correct the problem by actually rebuilding my heart, ensuring that it would never return again. So quite frankly, I couldn't believe my ears. Natural treatments that work, that are not approved by the FDA, how is that possible? So this event happened over 20 years ago. The treatment that I received was inexpensive, all natural, painless, quick, and it worked. And still to this day, that therapy is still illegal here in America. The most amazing part of this story is, after I received this natural treatment that was forbidden here in America, I went back to the medical doctors who originally diagnosed my heart problem, and I asked them to test me again. My request was met with indignation. I was told that being tested again was a waste of time, and it's a waste of money because it was impossible for the medical condition to change in 2 months. Nevertheless, I demanded a re-administering of all of the tests anyway. After all, I paid the bill. So the doctors humored me, and they were totally stunned when they found that I no longer had a mitral valve prolapse. Well, I was so excited to share with them the information about the treatment that I had received, which had cured my problem. Certainly, these learned doctors would want to know about an all-natural medical treatment that could cure the incurable. Imagine my shock when I was told that the treatment that I received could not have cured my disease, but rather, I must have been misdiagnosed in the first place, and I never had the heart deformity to begin with. I could not believe my ears. These medical doctors, three of them, would not accept the facts. I had a severe mitral valve prolapse. The pictures confirmed it. And now, I do not have a mitral valve prolapse, and the pictures confirm it. So I began to think of all of the people that would come to these medical doctors and be told a bold-faced lie, that their medical condition was incurable and could only be treated with drugs and surgery. And it sickened me to know that the truth about natural cures would be hidden from millions of patients. The knowledge that the established medical community would deny the existence of natural cures, thus allowing millions of people to suffer in many cases die, and it enraged me. All right. So there's chapter one. And this is what launched this fella, Kevin Trudeau, on his mission to save you from yourself. Now, I always figured that the Super Bowl and the World Series were much more important than your health. At least it is here in America. So I would say that everybody in America has had access to the same health food stores, the same education, the same information that I have, that this guy Kevin Trudeau has. It's just that they haven't availed themselves of it. That's what their problem is. So they're ignorant. Maybe they're willingly ignorant. Hey, we're about out of time, kids. We're going to have to leave it right there and remind you that you are listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, worldwide over the Internet. If you'd like more information about the law school and The Law Hour, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and we're open to individuals by prearrangement. Now, the law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you'd like more information, then go to the homeschooling page on the website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. And the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Our time's up. We've got to leave it right there. So we'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.